Students are starting the fall semester today at Virginia Tech, and they're dealing with more bad news. A carbon monoxide leak yesterday left 5 roommates hospitalized. 2 of them are still in critical condition. News of the leak came yesterday while other students took part in the dedication of a memorial to the victims of the worst school shooting in U.S. history. On April 16th, a student named Sung-Hui Cho opened fire on his classmates and professors. He killed 32 people before taking his own life. That morning, the students at radio station WUVT were some of the first to report from campus. We reached the station's news director, a junior named Aydin Akyurtlu, who found himself covering one of the biggest stories of the year. Here's what he told us then.
The first shooting incident occurred in a dorm room on kind of the north end of campus. It's at West Ambler Johnston Dormitory, but the real deadly shootings occurred a few hours later in Norris Hall, which is a building mainly for engineering classes. That's where most of the fatalities have occurred.
Aydin and the other students at the station gave live reports throughout the day and during the weeks that followed. Aydin is now a senior and he joins us now from WUVT. Welcome back to Day to Day.
It's good to be back. Thanks.
Well, looking back on those first days, when the shootings had just happened, what was it like to suddenly be on the radio? You're reporting on this tragedy that you were sort of a part of. It took place right there on your campus.
I mean, it was tough, of course. I mean, it's not really a situation any student journalist really thinks he's going to find himself in. So just kind of, you know, our first duty was to get the news out. But, of course, we kept thinking about our, you know, our friends and everything who were maybe stuck inside the building who we hadn't heard from. And, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not a situation any of us could have expected. So we were just kind of trying to figure everything out as we went along and tried to do the best we could.
Mm-hmm. Aydin, during the shooting, you were reporting on it a lot and you had to sort of be a calm media presence. You had to report on it in a calm manner. And I'm wondering if after that was all finished, you had a delayed emotional reaction to the shootings.
I went without sleep, just working, you know, that first night after it happened. And, you know, by Tuesday afternoon, I was, you know, just completely fatigued and out of it. You know, my friends at the station basically had to call one of my neighbors to come pick me up and get me away. And, you know, then there certainly was that kind of a delayed reaction, especially right then when I first got home. I was kind of out of that environment. That was probably about the worst of it, like the worst I felt around there.
You're back on campus now. What's the mood like there now?
And on campus, I think everyone's kind of just glad to be back. Everyone's been, you know, hanging out, seeing their friends. Not really much mention about what happened back in April. I think people are not really talking about it too much. I think the people who are most anxious are just the freshmen who are coming in. So, you know, town's kind of full of all these new faces, people trying to find their ways around who actually weren't here last semester when the shooting happened. But I think people are by and large just kind of glad to be back, glad to be around their friends and trying to, you know, get on with the new year, you know, make some more memories at Virginia Tech that, you know, are a little more pleasant than mm-hmm. what they left with last semester. You know, it's slowly gotten a little less difficult to talk about it, but at the same time, it's still, you know, it is still very emotionally draining to think about it and to think about all that stuff.
Well, good luck to you, Aydin, on your first week of school and your final year.
All right, thank you very much.
Aydin Akyurtlu is the news director of Virginia Tech's student radio station WUVT.